is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with the most exciting Pure Truth Session ever. Yes, I said it, the most exciting Pure Truth Session. Why? Because today I have like amazing revelation, three different things. I have like just this super excitement to share with you what I experienced this past week. So I had a great week. Oh yeah, let me tell you about it. But before I tell you about my week, let's welcome in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Let's get this Pure Truth Session started right by welcoming in the Spirit of Truth. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you so much for this chance, this opportunity for us to receive your revelation, your light, your love, and your truth, God. Thank you for bringing us into a better understanding of things. Thank you, Father, for all that has taken place in our life, because it is making us stronger. Thank you that you are doing a great work on the inside of us. You're shaping our characters. You're teaching us how to love like you. And thank you that we didn't give up yet, God. So today we pray for your strength, and we pray that the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, and that those that felt dead in situations and area, that they will arise again, that they will be resurrected. So we pray for your resurrection power today. We pray that somebody get healed, delivered, and set free. We pray for those laborers that they will be refreshed, restored, and renewed. And we thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. And we bless you, and we are grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. So listen, I have so much to share. Where should I start? The pure truth. Man, oh man. So here's the deal. I recorded a message for you guys. It was off the chain. It was good. But it didn't save. Did you hear what I said? The message didn't save. So I was like, God, I know that message was amazing. It was everything that you said. You know, I recorded it when it first happened. So I wanted you guys to get the whiff of that. And God says, I want you to know something, Ty. The story is in you. The experience is in you. The anointing is in you. So even if you had to record it and say it 500 times, it never falls on deaf ears, because when you speak, you're speaking life. You're speaking to the atmosphere. You're speaking to the earth. You are establishing things. Your words have power. So never think your words are even wasted. Don't even think it might have not. Maybe it didn't save on your recording device. Maybe it didn't save in Anchor. Maybe the radio station didn't get it, but the heavens got it. So I was encouraged right there, like, okay, God. And so that's what's so amazing about truth. It doesn't change. It doesn't switch up on you. You can go back to the truth always. So I'm so excited to be operating in pure truth, guys, because there was a time where I used to tell tales. I used to lie. I used to make up stories. Hello? Anybody else on here used to do that? Or maybe just me. But whatever. But I thank God for Jesus, the deliverer, who came in and just showed me that I could live a life of truth. Is I don't have to lie. I don't have to hide. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to try to do things a certain type of way. I can be me. An honest life is a beautiful life. You know that? It is. Okay, some of you are on here super safe, so you always told the truth. You never... Anyway, that's not what this topic is about today. I want to share with you three things that happened. So first, I want to share with you about an oil spill. Second, I want to share with you about a gas connection. And third, I want to share with you about my heart. Okay, so we got oil, gas, and heart. Isn't that something? That sounds like a doctor up. Or like, yeah, well, we're calling on Dr. God. We're calling on God to heal us, right? For him to operate on us so we can operate in our greater. Ooh, That's me singing. Okay, guys, so you ready? So let me just share with you. For those of you that don't know, I'm a mother of four. And two of my children had picture day on this coming week. So they have picture day coming up, and picture day, you know, I ironed the uniform to a crisp, picked out their shirt to make sure it's extra clean, you know, checked out their patch on their uniform jacket. You know, you get the kids together. You want them to look presentable and look good for these pictures. I know you saying you should want your children to look good every day. That's true. But this is a specific day where I just went extra hard, okay? So now, I iron the uniforms. I picked the clothes out the night before. Even as I picked the clothes out the night before, I was preparing, right? And so I was ready. I went in the room. I'm ironing. I wake them up. I take the holy oil with me, my anointing oil with me, into the room, which is, I have a small one in the room, but I took my new big one. And I don't know why I did that. It's not normal for me to do that because I anoint the kids as they go out the door or sometime first thing in the morning. But I would use the oil inside my room. But what am I saying to you? I did something that I normally don't do, but God knew what I would do. So now, here we go. I'm ironing the clothes. I sit the oil on the dresser. Nobody's next to the dresser. The kids are, one of them's putting on the pants, the other one's putting on the socks, whatever. They're getting ready. The oil falls. Bam. Okay. Nobody knocked the dresser over. I'm looking like, how did the oil fall? The oil has a screw on top. It was screwed on. So I know that the oil can't fall out of a screwed on top. The cap is on. What do you know? I look down. The oil is spilling all over the floor. First of all, I'm like, oh my God, Lord, this is my brand new olive oil, first of all, right? This is, and then it's spilling on the floor, and then my little kid is going towards it. And I'm like, okay, hey, so now I'm out of the fruit of the spirit because I'm yelling early in the morning, which is something that I don't like to do. I like to operate for real in the fruit of the spirit with the children. I love to communicate to them peaceably because I know how impressionable memories and moments and responses can be, and how important the morning time is to set the tone of the day. So now here I am at the morning time yelling because I have a fear that he's about to get his khakis that I just ironed in this oil that's on the floor. And so I'm asking God, like, why did you let the top come off of the oil? Right? I can't understand. Even if the oil fell, how did this top unscrew off? Nobody touched the oil. I'm telling you, this is within moments of me entering the room. So follow me, pure truth. So now I am talking to the kids, and while I'm sitting here, the oil, I'm telling them, hey, move out the way. Don't, you know, be careful, move. You know, I'm kind of yelling because this morning, mom, you know, what's rising up? Anxiety, what, picture day? What am I thinking about? All of these different things. I'm looking at the oil, and I'm like, now I got to clean this mess. So in my mind, I'm thinking about what I have to do, the mess I have to clean. And my mind is making this list that is becoming overwhelming within these quick moments. I got the iron going. Want to make sure the other kid is not next to the iron where that doesn't fall. So all of these thoughts. Have anybody ever had times like that? Where thoughts just gather, where you feel like, wait a minute, it's like a rush of, oh my goodness, what's taking place? So even in that moment, the Lord is like, the oil is spilling. And I'm like, what, God? I know the oil is spilling. And I'm asking you, why is the oil spilling? Okay, time out. God, our Father who art in heaven, come on, this holy God, amazing God, is talking to me. Picture day morning. Do you think that I would be like, wow, God is talking to me, Lord, what are you saying? Speak. No, I'm so caught up in my busy day and my busyness. I'm so into what I have to do. Like how Mary and Martha, remember that? Remember Mary was worshiping at Jesus' feet and Martha was like, oh my goodness, I got all of this to do. Why don't you tell her to help me with this? I was a Martha in that moment. And I'm fussing with heaven Like, wait a minute, God, like, I know the oil is spilling. Why did the oil spill? It's a cap on the oil. The cap should have stayed on the oil so it wouldn't spill. That's the whole point. It's a screw cap. So then I'm checking the cap because I'm like, I thought this was a screw top. And it was. So anyway, God is talking to me saying it's an oil spill and things are spilling over in your life and overflowing. You know, all of these great things God is saying, but I was so focused on the earthly things, right? And I'm telling the kids, stand over here. So God's talking to me. And I'm acting like a jerk. He didn't call me that. I'm just saying. But so this is me. I'm tripping out about the kids not getting oil on their clothes. Because what khakis are they going to put on after that? I wash these. I press these. So anyway, the kids get ready to go off to school. They made it safe without getting oil on them. So it's safe to say my room is now an oily mess. It's all over the floor. And I just want to ask God, why did the oil have to spill? Because I have other things to do. He has things that he wants me to do. Why does he want me spending this time wiping up oil? So God reminded me, even in that moment, of the woman with the alabaster box who broke the oil over Jesus before he was going to take the road to the cross, you know? And so now I'm like, okay, first of all, I don't talk about that because I don't want to take no road to the cross. I don't want to be in comparison to that, you know? So I'm like, hold on, God, what are you really talking about? But I don't want to know. And so now, you know, I'm like, okay, that's great. And God is like, the oil is flowing, Ty. And I'm like, okay, I get it. The oil is flowing. Just let me see it manifest in my life instead of some more great prophetic words. So I got a whole attitude with God. Are y'all praying for me? But this is me and his relationship because God sees our heart. So I'm talking to him purely. I'm not going to think something and feel something in my heart and not say it to my Father. That's the neat thing about having a relationship. So your judgment on my thoughts that I'm sharing with you honestly and transparently, your judgment really is null and void. It doesn't count. It doesn't matter because my heart is pure because I'm talking to God how I really feel. While you may say, oh, Heavenly Lord, you may do all of that, but you're not real because you may still be mad at God. So I don't have issues with him because I address them as we go. Okay? Cool beans. This is Pure Truth. It's Lady Tata Great. Come on. Holyhood. Y'all already know what you was going to get. You're going to get some scripture. You're going to get some revelation. You're going to get some hood. And if you want to connect, you got a prayer request, you got a comment, you want to share something, connect, reach out at LadyTatheGreat.com. That's LadyTatheGreat.com. Okay, and if you want to hear more Pure Truth session messages, log on to Anchor FM. All right, and you can hear it there or on Apple iPods, Pure Truth session. So now God is talking to me. I'm talking back to God. He's telling me it's the oil spill. Fine. The boys are off to school. That's great. God tells me to then get on Facebook and do a message and share with Facebook. So if you're not following me on Facebook, go there too. It's Ty Johnson, T.Y. Johnson. So now I shared a message on Facebook about the oil spill. But before I get to go out the door to Facebook, as I was about to go, God said, set up the tripod. As I went to go get my tripod, I noticed a construction worker coming over to my yard. And so the construction worker came over to my yard and I'm looking at him. And he's looking at my gas meter now. So now he's fully in my yard. And I'm like, hey, how are you? How can I help you? And he said, oh, you can help me. I'm doing fine. You can help me because I'm just looking for a connection. So I'm like, okay, like what company are you with? What are you doing? He's like, no, we're building something. We need a line for the business outside. We need a line. And we just need a connection so we can follow it, so we can find where the other line can be. So I'm like, okay, but this is private property. I'm in a private home. Why are you coming to my house to get a connection? That's what I'm saying in my head, right? And now God starts talking to me. And he says, Ty, I'm sending people to you to connect to the main line. So I said, okay, God. What's so significant about this, one, is that this gentleman had on construction outfit. If any of you know anything about me, I go sometime into churches at a conference with a construction outfit on. I take a hammer with me, a plastic hammer, because God is rebuilding his altar. There's a lot of different things that God has told me to do prophetically over the years. So this man coming knocking, well, he didn't even knock. This man just walking up on the property, just being right there at my door, you know, working at the side of my house, trying to connect. This was so symbolic and so prophetic. So please hear this message, guys. God says, I'm sending outsiders to you to connect to me. Oh, that message is just not for me. God is sending somebody to come to you so they can connect to him. So it goes back to us talking about the man in the mirror. That's why God is doing a great work in you, because he wants to show you off. He wants to use you as that straw. He wants to use you as that extension cord to plug the people up to his almighty power. So I'm excited. Now God is talking to a construction man, because I wanted to say to the man, hey, this y'all are a big business or a big company. Don't come to this little house. Don't you dare discount yourself in this season and think that you're small and think that you're little. And why do they need? No, the God on the inside of you is great, big, and humongous. So you allow God to use you. Don't you worry. Like, I can understand, like, why if they are business, why if they have all of this and all of that, why are they coming over here? I know we still talking about a gas line, but now we're talking about people too. People will come to you. People will listen to Pure Truth Sessions. Why? Because they need a connection to the main line. It doesn't matter how big or small your house is, the platform that God puts you on, whether it's Anchor, whether it's a radio station, or whether it's just in front of your house, or whether you just calling two people. It doesn't matter. God is using you. And be excited and be grateful. So anyway, I had no say in the situation, because once God started talking to me, I understood that this thing was sent prophetically. So when I wanted to say to the man, show me this and show me that, I didn't need. God overrode. God can override things, and God overridden what I was thinking. Like, I wanted the man to show me proof of this and show me that. You know, you may think that that's wisdom, but when God is speaking to you prophetically, it's not about somebody showing you something and proving to you. People don't have to prove anything to me when I get an instruction from my Father. So God gave me an instruction, and he says, I'm sending people in from the outside to connect to the main line. So what was I going to do after God spoke? Ask the man for his ID number? No, I just kept it moving and went and did the Facebook Live. So as I did the Facebook Live, that was amazing. People said they was blessed. I hadn't been doing Facebook Live as often, because now this is the season of what? The DM, demonstration of the manifestation. So now I'm demonstrating things that I talked about last year. Last year was Operation Greater. This year, because we have operated in our greater last year, now we, some things are being made manifest, but we're demonstrating the love. We less talk, more action. Somebody say action. Yes, action, even for you. So right now I'm praying for you. I'm praying that you will begin to move. Less talk, more action. That your life will speak louder than any words that you could ever say in the name of Jesus. That the love walk, that the God that you serve, that you wouldn't be hitting people over the head with scriptures, but they would know that God is real based off of your love. Okay? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, after I did the Facebook Live, I turned around and God says, now record the message for the radio. So I said, cool. And that's the message that I recorded that God erased. So as I recorded the message for the radio, the Lord began to share with me now about the cap. So as I'm recording and talking, just as I'm talking to you now, I was saying, yeah, and the cap popped off. And I asked God, why did the cap pop off? And God responded to me while I was recording for the radio. God said the cap came off, Ty, because I wanted to show you that there had been a cap placed on your life. And whatever has been capping you, whatever has tried to have you closed in, whatever tried to cover you where you couldn't be in the flow or the outpour. And God says, I supernaturally, that's why the oil bottle fell and opened, because I'm taking the cap off. So I just need you to just shout now, like, cap off. I'm taking the cap off of your life, and the water, the oil is beginning to flow. It's going to flow. And when I do it, no man can shut it. When I do it, people are going to say, wow. It's going to be a miracle sign and a wonder. When I do it, it's going to be like, how did that happen? Just like I was like, how did that oil spill? And I'm complaining about it, but God was blessing me in it. So for you, I pray that you see it's been a supernatural release. So receive even now the supernatural release. Receive the cap off. Yes, it's an anointing on this message, because this is an experience that I walked through prophetically that God showed me pace by pace. But do you see the obedience? I did the Facebook message. I went to the door with the construction man. Then I did the recording for the radio. That got erased, but it got us all to this point now that I can share with you that there is a release where areas and things that have been closed up, the Lord is opening them up now in Jesus' name. So that's what's happening. I'm excited. I'm encouraged. And I pray that you are too. That's a supernatural release. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? Like, wow. So here I am complaining, huffing and puffing about a mess on the floor. But no, God is about to, there goes those ambulances. Every time we do a message, there's always emergency. So this message is an emergency in the spirit realm, that there has been a supernatural release on your life that if people cannot stop, it's going to be a straight go. So just like the paramedics are coming to assess a situation and a scene and to take people to a place to get better and to get well or to see about a thing, God is coming to see about you right now in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you are excited, that you are refreshed, that you are restored, that you are renewed, and that you understand that you were never alone, that you were never forgotten, that God was waiting for the moment. Yeah, you might have been capped. Yeah, it might have seemed like it wasn't no cash flow, no love flow, no emotional flow, none of that stuff. But God is doing a new thing in your life, and He is blessing you. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to keep moving. I want you to keep pushing. I want you not to quit. I want you not to give up. I want you to keep flowing. And no matter what kind of distractions may try to come on, guys, distractions are going to be distractions, but keep your eyes on Jesus so you can stay in peace, so you can stay in joy. Listen, the world didn't give me my joy, the world didn't give me my peace, neither did people. I got it from Jesus. I get it from him, and I got it from him. When you stay connected to the vine and He remains in you, you can bear fruit. And that fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Come on, you know it. Long-suffering. Come on, it's 9 of them in Galatians chapter 5. So today was really just to have a convo with you, so we can kick it about some things. It's about you waiting on God, being restored, being of good courage, and not quitting. And I want to share something with you guys, that I love y'all. And I believe in you. I do. I really do. And there's so much to talk about, so much to tackle. Oh, the next thing was my heart. Oh boy, are y'all ready for this? Come on. Come on, let's get ready. I want to share with you my heart. God desires that all be saved. Y'all know that? He does. And I know we have many Christians labeling and calling other people different things. Many believers, non-believers. But I just want to share with you that Jesus is a God that loves and forgives. So there's an issue that I would like to address in regards to the singer, Leandra Johnson, the gospel singer, and in regards to Ayanya Van Zandt. There is a show coming on, and I saw a clip of it, and Ayanya, I'm probably saying her name wrong. Sorry, forgive me. But Ms. Van Zandt, she's helping Leandra. And that's such a blessing. Yes, that's what I said. That's such a blessing. She's helping Leandra Johnson. I just know last year around this time, I don't know every gospel singer's name or whatever, but I know last year around this time, or a couple of months ago, a lot of months ago, she had spoken out about the truth and something, Leandra Johnson, I'm talking about, she had spoken on about some things that had took place in the church and things that she witnessed, and, you know, she spoke about it. And after she spoke about it, I know a lot of people were saying she was crazy off the chain, and she did some videos with some cuss words, and she was drinking, and a lot of different things went on with her. She kind of spiraled in a different direction. But instead of me seeing restoration from the body of Christ, I saw a lot of people having conversations about her, gossip, sharing. When I say that, I mean without a prayer. So even in this, I'm praying for peace, blessings, and joy, restoration, God's promise for the recovery of all great things. And I'm calling everybody back into the marvelous life. But I saw a lot of people in the body of Christ, a lot of people in the church, or I should say, just dissing her, you know, reposting her like how they do all over social media, you know. And then I see a lot of people in the body of Christ now talking about Ayanna Van Zandt, how she's a Yoruba priest, probably saying that incorrect, and how she's a witch and different things. So I'm sharing with you what I see other people say. And so why am I sharing that? I'm going to tell you in a second. I saw the clip of Ms. Van Zandt helping Ms. Johnson, and I was excited. I shared the clip because I know the God who loves, and his love lifts. And even in the clip, Ms. Van Zandt was quoting scriptures. And there is no club called church, okay? Whatever God may use, whoever God may use, whatever's going on, is God's business, and God gets the glory. Before I read a Bible, before I even felt ever accepted by any church people or church period or anything like that, I read something called Acts of Faith, which introduced me to the book of Proverbs, because there were some quotes in there from the scripture. And I was wondering where these little quotes was coming from that said Mark 5:9 or whatever. So I was interested. I became interested in the Bible through the book called Acts of Faith, which is written by Ivy. That's Ayanna Van Zandt. And so I like that book. So now here I am as a believer, somebody who's in the faith, somebody who loves the Lord. And I saw yesterday, the clip that I shared was a demonstration of God's love. I don't care if it was Ronald McDonald doing it. Her helping her and giving her the scripture that she needed, that was a demonstration of God's love. The God that I know, the one that came to save me, the one that blessed me. Now, after I shared that clip, I saw many other Christians sharing the light of, sharing the business and the history of who Ayanna Van Zandt is, it was, or whatever she's got going on. And they're putting up shaking my head, and they're putting all of these different things up. And I just wanted to know, if Jesus had a Facebook, would he share that? If Jesus had a Facebook, would he shake his head? So I began to get into different dialogues with different people. I tried to pass it by. But sometimes we have people that agree so much with each other. It's just like, come on, who is going to tell them the truth? But I thank God for this place of pure truth, where I can come on here and I can talk and I can share with you guys. It's really important. I'm going to give you guys some scripture. In Romans chapter 14, verse 13 through 23 is what I recommend you read. I'm not going to read it all. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know that I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus Christ that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it is unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable in God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding. Right? Amen. So basically, what am I saying? We can call people names. We can think what people are. You know, but God has the final say. And what I know is when I was doing different things that I was doing, I know plenty of Christians and church folks that will call me names. But I know the Lord has told us to call those things that are not. So the way that I move in deliverance is the way that God taught me. I learned to love. And sometimes by me practicing this love, it hurts me because it hurts me to see a body of believers. It's like I went from the hood and crossed over to the holy. And when I got to the holy, it's like the holy would never be able to reach the hood because they still act in the same way. So when will the church, when will the body of Christ receive the correction that is needed? They have deaf ears and blind eyes. They think the way that they're doing things is okay, and it's not. You won't ever reach the harvest, the Lord. So God has sent me as a pioneer. He sent me as one to bridge the gap. But in the process of that, it's like, Jesus, man. If you go ahead and read Mark chapter 5, right, that's the type of deliverer I am. I'm carrying God's glory, not hurting God's people. Why am I sharing this with you right now? Because Leandra Johnson, a person who was in the body of Christ, a major gospel singer, all of these different things, whatever happened, she shared the truth about what happened. And people like, oh, why she's sharing that? Why she's blowing up the spot of what the church is doing? Then she backslid or whatever she had, right? Whatever happens, fell back into some sin that people said, whatever. But whose job is it to restore her? Right? The very people that should be restoring her and lifting her up are the same people that tore her down. You think that they wouldn't do that to me? Oh, I know they would. They ain't even, come on. So what I'm trying to say to you is if they would do it to me, they would do it to you. But Jesus wouldn't do that to none of us. So who are you really serving? Your fruit is going to prove who you serve. Now, not by any means am I telling anybody to follow a certain type of teaching or go do this or go do that. But what I'm trying to say to you is if you really believe in the power of God, then you would know that the power of God is stronger than any darkness. Oh, there's all kind of powers out there. I've seen it. Come on. But the point is, who's got the most power? Who's got the biggest power? Whatever. God of the universe. Come on, God, the one that created all things. And the power is in his love. Y'all missed it. You busy spewing out hate, name calling people this and that. Oh, God, and they this and okay. When Jesus encountered the adulterous woman, when Jesus encountered the man filled with the unclean spirits in Mark chapter 5, he didn't call him that. When you encounter Ayanna Van Zandt, you want to call her a witch. It's not her. That's not her title. If there's some kind of spirits in there that you believe you discern, where's your love? Walk in love. Everybody got some kind of unclean something in them. And it needs to come out. And you all need deliverance. But what I want to say to you is the people of God, right? You're driving people away because you got all of these rules and laws and ways that you got to be delivered, and you believe that you speak in truth. You believe that you helping, and you got your own little private club. That's why the churches is constantly doing deliverance, mass deliverance. Y'all doing deliverance every month, every day. Because why? Y'all are sitting cooped up together like a bunch of chickens in a coop. Like, y'all gonna get the chicken pox. This is what's going on. You keep getting infected because you passing around the same thing, because y'all are not going outside doing the Great Commission. So today's one of them days, y'all. It is. It's one of them days on the Pure Truth Session. God needs laborers to rise up, heal the sick, raise the dead, preach the gospel to the poor. And the poor is not your members of your church. Sorry. I'm not talking about the lower class people of your church. I'm not talking about the poor in your church. The gospel being preached to the poor, that's what Jesus told John the Baptist. He sent the message back to John the Baptist when John was weary, locked up in jail. John was like, man, are you the one or should we wait for another? Jesus said, tell him the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, and the gospel is being preached to the poor. Proclaimed to the poor. Jesus went out to where they were. The church is in a cycle, and the church needs to repent. That is the solution. I am the John the Baptist of the 2019. I am Holy Hood. Yes, I'm your Hood John the Baptist, Lady Tal the Great, telling the church to repent. Why? Not because I sent myself, because God has sent me. This message is going worldwide to over 3 million listeners, and you can't stop the voice of God that's inside of me, that's speaking out. Now, you may have a Facebook post status that you can call people names and be not nice to them. But I'm telling you this, people, God wants his vessels back. You can laugh all you want to, but that's why now Christian witches is all kind of craziness going on. Because, see, this is what's happening. Who is a rebel? What is a rebel? What is rebellion? Not listening, right? Okay, let's do the definition of rebel. For real. Can we do that? I mean, I love y'all so much, but there's at some point, how do we help those? You know what I mean? How do we help people? You busy telling me the way you help somebody is how? How? By calling them a name? I'm not getting no help by you calling me no name. Okay, here's the definition of rebel. Put it right there. A person who rises in opposition, resistance against an establishment or government ruler. Well, y'all finna call me a rebel about religion here. Revolt, riot, rise up, take arms, stage, mount rebellion, take it to the streets. Authorities, refuse to obey orders. Bam, there it is, refuse to obey orders. Let me tell you something about lost people. Lost people are not hearing the word of God. Hello? Lost people are not hearing from God. God is speaking to his friends. God is speaking to those that's already found. I mean, God talked to me sometimes when I was out there, but I didn't even know it was God. I just thought it was a voice in my head. So when the Lord speaks of rebellion, he is speaking to his people that know his voice, that heard him, and did not follow him. Who is that? The church. When a prophet spoke in the days of old, who was they talking to? The priest. What did that represent? Those in the temple. The prophets had a message to bring to the priests and the kings. That's who they hollered at. Who you think I got a message to bring to? The church. Jesus built his church upon Peter. Why? Peter had the revelation. Church is built on people with revelation. What is church? Equipping, caring. Come on. What is church? Fellowshipping. What is church? Let's talk church for real. In the book of Acts chapter 2, read it. Oh, they added to the church daily. Okay, love it. But what kind of church did they add to? The church that gave, the church that helped, the church that made sure no one amongst them had a need. People have not seen this type of church in 2018, 19. Come on. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. If it does, I just don't know where it is. Okay, we've seen ministries go up and blow up. Men put their faces on flyers. They get popping. They got flyers. They got photo shoots. How many photo shoots you think Jesus had? Jesus hardly had a pair of change of sandals. He told the disciples don't take nothing with them. But now y'all glossing and flossing. Y'all got Gucci belts even before the Gucci, thing. Man, get the Gucci belt off and put on the belt of truth. And walk in truth. If you got a Gucci belt, nobody in your congregation not better have an overdue light bill. That's the pure truth. I love God. God created me. He gave me something to say. My life was spared so I can speak the truth. And this is why you have this pure truth session right now. So it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. I want to encourage you and let you know something. I know many people will teach you different things in regards to deliverance. And you got to change your will and you got to do this and you got to do all that. I hear everything that you about to tell me. But let me say something to you. I have a homegirl who went inside of a meeting. I mean, she was... And where was she? I had a homegirl and she was in a public place. A man came into that, but she was living a lifestyle of homosexuality. A man came into that public place. You could check out her story. Her name is Sophia Ruffin. And Prophetess Sophia Ruffin, a man came inside that public place, an apostle, He didn't come in there preaching. He didn't come in there passing out Bibles. She was getting a haircut in the barbershop. She was living like a boy. And he came in there carrying the glory of God, carrying the love of God, that it disturbed everything on the inside of her. You should check out her story and see the beautiful transformation that God has made in her life. But why am I sharing that with you? I want to give you a story for the year 2000. Because many people will say, you have to surrender, or you have to, your will. What happened for her, a person that I know in that barbershop, was the love of God and the glory of God met her. And the demons, the unclean spirits on the inside of her had to go. The power of God rested on that man because of his lifestyle, because of his surrender, because of his yes. That can happen with anybody. Anybody that you think is out of the faith or whatever. Anybody. So if you would stop dissing witches, tarot card readers, hurting people. You know, you talk about people in darkness. If you carried the glory of God, when they saw you, what was in them would have to leave. Why am I saying that? What am I talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. That's what happened in Mark chapter 5. That's exactly what happened. Listen, a man lived in the tombs and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him, right? So nobody was strong enough to do that thing. But here comes Jesus. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell to his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit. Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion." So the things didn't even listen at first when Jesus told him to come out. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And they begged Jesus again not to send them out of the area. Listen, what am I saying to you? Jesus hops on the scene with the love of God. This man don't go, "Help me, God, help me, Jesus. These demons is tormenting me. Help me." Jesus don't come up to him and be like, "Oh, you witch, you warlock, you legion." Jesus comes directly to them, and he know, because he the truth. He like, "I'm going to ask a question," and they got the answer. They got to submit. So Jesus is like, "Man, come out of this man, you impure spirit," because Jesus is after the man. Jesus is after the woman. So while you are on Facebook, while others are on, not you per se, Pure Truth Session, but while others are on Facebook, while you are calling people witches, you're putting more curses on them. While you're calling people names, you're hurting them more. You are not speaking life, you're speaking death. God's not using you to do that. Do you realize what's actually happening? What you're saying, you're not saying what God would say. Call the thing out of a person. And half these people you don't know personally, no way. Hello? So all I'm saying is that God has used Ms. Van Zandt, right? No matter what she has going on, she was used. She was used for me to get connected with the Bible. She's being used now. She's demonstrating a love where Christians did not, or would not, or could not, or did not step up. Now it's on a TV show, and God is going to get the glory out of it. That's all I'm saying to you. So that's fine. But oh, this is the other part in Mark chapter 5, verse number 15. So Jesus ends up casting the demons out the man into the pigs. The pigs end up falling into the sea. But Mark chapter 5, verse 15, when they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. What? So now this man that everybody dissed, that everybody talked about, that nobody didn't want to have anything to do with, that they called him names, right? Imagine the person that you posting, you calling them a witch, you calling them a this, you calling them of the devil, you talking about Jay-Z and Beyonce and everybody, all of these people that you're talking about, the Michael Jackson, the Bill Cosby, the R. Kelly, everybody that y'all are talking about, right? Everybody that need help, that you talking about. Jesus wants to be their help. You supposed to know Jesus. How are you helping them? by talking about them. How are you helping them? The only way you can help them is if you can love them. That's why Pure Truth, we go back to the man in the mirror, ask God to show you you, to show you what's on the inside of you that's not like him. You think this great exposure that God is exposing other people? No, God is exposing what's on the inside of you, how you view other people, how you judge other people. God did not sit you in a seat. No, he didn't. Not on this. No, because it's love that lifts. Yes, his grace is sufficient. So what am I saying to you? If you walked in the love of God and you encountered, man, I'm talking from experience. I've encountered people that have been in some off the chain things, and I've heard them demons cry out based off of a hug. I've seen deliverance go forth based off of love. Now, God treats everybody. God may give everybody a different subject and stuff to work on. But I know one thing, that if we don't have love, we don't have nothing at all. Love is patient. It kind. It's kind. It don't boast. It don't brag. It don't envy. You know the scriptures. So again, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the one thing that there's just too little of. So I pray today that you got a revelation, that you got a light. I pray that this didn't go over anybody's head. I just pray for peace today, that even the mean people in your life, you know what I'm saying, even people that you judge, just know that if they experience God's love and you like, well, touch them, God. God is like, I want to touch them through you. So please allow God to use you as a vessel today so you can make a difference. Come on, and we can heal this world with God's love. So again, let's ask and talk about the man in the mirror. Ask God to search us, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. So it's your girl, Lady Tide the Great, praying peace, blessings, and joy. Remember, God's got no cap on this thing for you. He's doing a supernatural release. If you receive it and believe it, come on, just shout, I believe it. Okay, and pray for somebody. Don't talk about people. Don't gossip. Don't share it. Don't repost. Can you do that for me for the month of March? Come on, like Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman is Women's History Month. I want to celebrate Harriet Tubman again. I love her because she made sure nobody was left behind. Come on, God left the 99 for that one. Do you know that? So no, he's not at your conference with you. No, he's not. He went out to the wilderness. He went somewhere to find somebody that you forgot. So don't forget the forgotten. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, praying for the forgotten, the dope boys, the drug dealers, the murderers, the thieves, the prisoners. I'm praying that all the captives be set free. Now, if your mind was blocked and locked or something today, I pray for revelation for you today. I don't speak on my own. I don't dig up stuff and look for it. God gives it to me, shows me where it's at, and then I share it with you. I'm in this thing because I was chosen. I didn't choose this. So trust me when I tell you, I'd rather be doing something else, but what I will always be is obedient. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Great, and speaking of that, what doper thing to do than to just tell y'all that I love y'all so much. Oh, look at this. Listen, I don't know what you know, but I was so encouraged by my mom on Thursday. She sent me this message, and we'll close with this. She said, while on her way from work, Joel Osteen was going on about obedience and how God rewards it. And she thought of me. She said, I thought of you and of how all the wonderful things you have done out of simply obeying what God has told you to do. While driving, I smiled, thinking warmly and remembering a time when my prayer for you was that you would have faith. I can hear you say, God is faithful, and I know this to be true just by looking at who you've become. It's this thought, this knowing of what God has already done, that warms my heart now. It brings me to prayers for who you are today. In my talks with God, I remind him of your obedience and of your devout love for him. I know no one more deserving than you of God's blessings. Today, I remember my prayer for your faith. Never did I expect it to be answered in such a magnitude. I say all of this just to say, I can't wait to see how big God shows up in answer to this latest prayer. As we both know, God is faithful. Signed, my mom. Amen. So I'm celebrating my mom, Bernice, for Women's History Month. And thank you so much, mom. That came at a perfect time. But that's beautiful that others can see your life of obedience. I'm just not talking it, and she's just not saying it. My mom is not going to lie. She's going to tell you the truth, honey. Ooh-wee. So I thank God that that is the truth that she can tell now. Amen. So thank you guys so much. And remember, God knows what he's doing. God gets the glory. The same way with Samson and Delilah. Remember when we talked about that? God knew that Samson was going to get with those different people. In fact, he had it designed that it was going to be for a time of him getting the glory. So please don't start tripping. You may not know and understand who God is using, but if God could talk through a donkey, if he could talk through evil kings, why you think he can't use other people? Just ask him, what's your position? And the position we all have, I know, is love. Faith, hope, and love, the three things that last forever. Not judging you, but loving you. It's your girl, Lady Todd the Great, Holy Hood. Let's connect. Instagram, Lady Todd the Great. Facebook, Lady Todd the Great, or Todd Johnson. Or my website, www.ladytoddthegreat.com. It's your girl, Lady Todd. Check, check, and I'm out. Praying for you peace, joy, strength, and blessings, but revelations. Be the example. Remember, man in the mirror. Yep. That's right. It's the year of exposure. God is exposing your heart to you, showing you what you really think. Love people as God loved you. You're forgiven. Forgive somebody. Check, check, and I'm out.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.